From NPR West and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. Alex Chadwick is on assignment. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, do reporters have the same legal privileges as doctors and lawyers? But first, President Bush met with Senate leaders from both parties at the White House this morning. They discussed the process for replacing retiring Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. The president spoke to reporters after his meeting with the senators.
They've got strong opinions, and I wanted to hear them. And they've shared some opinions with me, and of course they're sharing, many senators are sharing their opinions with others on my staff. We're actively seeking recommendations.
Joining us to discuss today's meeting is NPR congressional correspondent David Welna. And David, who met with the president this morning?
Well, Madeline, it was the four senators who will probably have the most to say about the confirmation process of a Supreme Court nominee. The leader of the Senate Republican Majority, Bill Frist, was there. Minority Leader Harry Reid was. As were the two top members of the Judiciary Committee, which is that still unknown nominee's first hurdle to cross up here on Capitol Hill, Republican Chairman Arlen Specter and ranking Democrat Patrick Leahy.
So a nice bipartisan mix. Any specific candidates discussed?
Well, Minority Leader Harry Reid said after the meeting that names were discussed, though he didn't say which names those were, and he noted that President Bush did not offer any of the names he's already actively considering. White House spokesman Scott McClellan said after the meeting that the president was very much in what he called a listening mode. The president apparently had not heard what his wife had told NBC TV this morning from South Africa, which was that Laura Bush would like her husband to name another woman to the High Court. And when a reporter asked the president about that comment at a photo op this morning at the White House, Mr. Bush said he can't wait to hear Laura Bush's advice in person when she gets back. He seemed surprised.
Well, any indications of a timeline when the president is expected to name a successor?
Well, not really, though. The president continues to insist on having a successor confirmed by the Senate by early October when the court is to begin a new term. And Democrats say if that's to happen, he'll have to name someone in the next couple of weeks. Now, the Senate's supposed to be in recess the whole month of August, but Judiciary Chairman Specter indicated today that the Senate could be brought back in session if needed to hold hearings on a nominee during August. But, you know, I think the White House does not want to announce a nominee now and then have weeks go by before hearings are actually held, since that time could be used by opponents to dig up material that could be used against the nominee, as has happened in the past.
And any chances there will be more bipartisan meetings on this?
Well, I think we'll see more of these meetings, which Republicans are calling unprecedented. The White House does not want to give Democrats an opening to say they weren't consulted and therefore have a right to filibuster a nominee. There was a memorandum of understanding worked out by this gang of 14 Democrats and Republicans back in May. And one of the stipulations was that there should be consultation on a nominee. But Democrats are already complaining that the president has to give as well as take in his consultations, run names by them as well.
Well, finally, David, there is talk that he might have two vacancies to fill.
He may, if Chief Justice Rehnquist were to retire, and there are lots of rumors about when he might do that. But, of course, the speculation is that if he does retire as a conservative, that would be a position that would not change the court so much if President Bush were to nominate a conservative in Rehnquist's place. The big speculation remains about who would be the replacement for Sandra Day O'Connor.
NPR congressional correspondent David Welna, thank you.
You're welcome, Madeline.